TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello everyone, this is 10 Today, a 10-minute set of exercises to do at home to help keep yourself active. Before we get to today's presenter, a couple of housekeeping points to note. The 10 Today project is funded by the Big Lottery and Sport England, and when you're doing the exercises, it's important that you don't push yourself too far, and by taking part, you agree to 10 Today's terms and conditions. You can read these terms and conditions at tnflink.uk/10T, and the 10T is the digit 1, the digit 0, and the letter T. And please remember that you agree to take part at your own risk. Today's exercises are brought to you by Mary, and here she is.
Hello and welcome to 10 Today, Series 2, Session Number 2. These are short, 10-minute physical activity routines, which will get you moving and stretching. They're great for your health, including boosting your mood. And very importantly, they're designed to support your everyday movements, your functional fitness, your flexibility, balance and mobility, such as when you have to reach up, turn, bend down and so on. These simple routines will help you with that. Just take them at your own pace. There are plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, then just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either standing up or sitting down. Just do whatever feels good for you today. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. And if you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. It can also help to pull in your tummy when you're bending your back. And just breathe normally throughout these activities. We want you all to do these activities safely. You are responsible for monitoring how you're feeling throughout the sessions. And if you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree to our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions on the 10 Today website at 10today.co.uk. Please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If you're remaining seated, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair, preferably one without arms, such as a dining chair that you can sit upright in with a straight back and your feet flat on the floor. If you're standing, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders and take a good, strong stance. And you might want to have a sturdy chair nearby to hold on to sometimes for balance. So we're going to start with a warm-up. You're just going to quickly tap or pat different parts of your body. So briefly tap along each arm, one at a time, in different places. Your upper arm, your forearm and your wrist. And do the same on both arms. Then pat the top of both legs, just quickly tapping up and down your legs in various places towards your knees for a few seconds. Great, you should be nicely warmed up now and ready to move. So we're going to start with swing back. So with your feet hip-width apart and your shoulders relaxed, stretch both arms out in front of you at shoulder height with your palms facing down. With your feet still facing forward, turn your upper body to the left and swing both arms back on that same side so they're pointing past your shoulders or just as far as is comfortable. Then come back to the centre and turn your upper body to the right this time, swinging your arms back as you go. So keep going as you turn each time from left to right. Swing your arms back, keeping them as level as you can. So turning left, back to the centre, then to the right. That's it. Just a few more times now. Try to stretch your arms out a little bit further if you can. This is great for your hip rotation, your shoulders and your arms. Next up, it's spring up. Take a slightly wider stance with your feet to start with and your toes pointing slightly outwards. If you're standing, bend your knees slightly into a squat position. You're going to raise up and then lower back down again, bending those knees. Lift both arms to around waist height with the elbows bent and palms facing upwards as you rise, then lower them down again as you go back into that squat position. Keep going with this for a few more times. Now, if you're sitting and you're able to lift your bottom slightly off the chair, you can raise up that way. If not, just press through the soles of your feet so you get that contraction in your legs. So just a couple more. Come up and then come down again. Try and go a little bit higher and down a bit lower if you can. It's great for your inner thighs, your legs and your buttocks. Now it's time for row the boat. As the name says, this is a rowing action. You're going to start by stepping your right foot forwards and leaning forwards. Stretch both arms out in front of you with your palms down. Keep your arms a few inches apart and at shoulder height. Now make two fists as if you're reaching to grasp the oars. Then in one flowing movement, pull your arms back, bring your upper body back and step back. Then step forward with your left foot. As you lean forwards, stretch out your arms, gripping those oars again, then pull back and step back. So just keep going with this movement for a few more times, alternating your feet each time as you reach out to grasp the oars. Try to pull a little bit further back if you can, and grip tighter to work your wrists and hands. This is really good for your arms, shoulders and your balance. Now we're going to carry the cauldron. So raise both arms straight up in the air above your head as high as you can. Imagine the shape of a big round cauldron and that there are three stacked one on top of each other. Bring both arms slowly downwards as if you're tracing the circular outline shape of these three cauldrons with your hands. Bend your knees as you go lower. So follow the outline to make circular movements with your arms. First going out around that top cauldron, then bringing your hands in, out again around the second cauldron and back in. Making a lovely flowing in and out movement until you reach the bottom. Straighten back up and repeat, starting with your arms high above your head and tracing the outlines of those three cauldrons to make circular in and out movements as your arms come down. Let's just do this a couple more times, making even bigger circles if you can. This is another one that's good for your shoulders and your arms. That's great. So next up, it's sea storm. So step your right foot forward with your arms stretched straight out in front of you at shoulder height. Keep your arms body width apart with your palms facing up. Then sweep them upwards together above your head. Then turn your palms down and step back as you bring your arms back down to your sides. Now step forward with your left foot, arms stretched out in front with your palms up, and repeat that lovely flowing arm movement, sweeping the arms up with your palms up and lowering them down with your palms down. Do this a few more times, stepping forwards as the arms go up, and stepping back as the arms come down. Do just try to get your arms a little bit higher if you can. This is great for your back, your shoulders and your arms. The next one is circle the sky. So with the usual starting position of your feet hip-width apart and shoulders relaxed, bend forwards with soft knees if you're standing and lower both arms until your hands are in front of your knees. They might be lower if you're sitting. Then straighten back up, raising both arms above your head and pushing your hands upwards. Keep your arms as straight and as high as you can. Then rotating your wrist, use your hands to make separate small circles in the air. Make those circles three or four times, Then bend your knees again and lower your arms, reaching the hands down to your knees. Straighten up, push your hands upwards, and repeat those circles in the air with your hands. Do this movement a couple more times now. You can make wider circles if you can, and reach a little bit higher. This is really good for your chest and core, and your balance too. Well done. Now it's cloud hands. So just position your hands a few inches out in front of you, as if you're holding a ball, with one hand underneath the ball and the other one on top. The top hand should be roughly level with your forehead and the bottom hand level with your upper body. Then swap the position of your hands by lowering the elbow of your top arm and raising the other one. Turn your hands continuously from top to bottom and back again. First one way, then the other. Then start turning your upper body as well, keeping your feet still and facing forwards. Turn first to the right, back to the centre, and then to the left. Back to the centre, turning your hands all the time. Keep going with this movement, just turning your upper body from side to side. Take your arms a bit higher if you can, or imagine you're holding a bigger ball. This is good for your coordination and balance. Next up, it's hands to feet. If you're standing, you can hold on to a sturdy chair for balance. Lift one foot off the floor, bending your knee as far as is comfortable. Then aim to briefly touch the foot of your raised leg with the opposite hand. If you can't reach your foot, don't worry, just reach down towards it. Lower your foot back down to the floor, then do the same again with your other leg and the opposite hand. If you're standing and holding onto a chair for balance, don't alternate each time. Just do a few on the left side and then a few more on the right. Carry on, just lifting each leg and reaching your opposite hand down towards your raised foot. Lift your leg a little bit higher if you can. This is another one that's good for your balance and coordination. So this next one is called single arm circles. So raise both arms and stretch them straight out to each side, keeping them at shoulder level if you can, palms facing down. Then rotate both arms backwards at the same time, moving them from your shoulders to create small circles with each arm. Do that for a count of 10. That's great. Then rotate both arms forwards, creating circles in the opposite direction for another count of 10. Keep going, making bigger circles if you can, and keeping your arms at shoulder level. This is a really great one for your arms and your shoulders too. And the last one is aim low. So with your arms down by your sides, you're going to do a lunge. So step your right foot forward and bend that knee as far as comfortable, making sure it isn't reaching past your toes when you look down. Keep your other leg positioned behind with that foot slightly raised on its toes. It's just the same if you're sitting and you might want to come a bit further forward in your chair so you've got more room to move. Then swing both arms forwards in front of you and up as high as is comfortable. Now step back as you bring your arms back down to your sides. Then switch feet. So you're stepping forward with your left foot, bending that knee and swinging your arms out in front and up at the same time. Then step back, pulling your arms back again. Keep going with this, just alternating your feet each time. That's good. Couple more times now. It's another good one for your core and balance. So that's all the exercises. So we're just going to finish with a quick shake to cool down. So raise both arms up above your head towards the ceiling and just briefly wave your hands and arms in the air. Then lift one leg slightly from the floor if you can. Shake it out in the air for a second or two. Raise the other leg and shake that one too. Or you can just shake your upper body instead. So that's the end of the session. Great work, everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. Doing 10 today just 3 times a week can have positive benefits for your physical health and improve your well-being too. It's short, it's fun, and you'll simply feel better. So do keep going.
TNS Soundings.